And good morning, and thanks for tuning in to 88.5 KRFY. This is The Morning Show. We are live here in the studios, and I am Susie Prez, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with a guest co-host, John Royans. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Susie.
It's nice to have you here on this absolutely beautiful Wednesday, February 22nd.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here, and it should be a good morning for us.
Yep, we have a guest in our studio today is Brad Williams. He's the founder of Chafe 150, and we'll be talking about that. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning to you, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's really fun to have the founder. You know, it's we get to hear the whole history. So those folks that have tuned in for the first time or are new to Sandpoint, and you can hear about Chafe 150. It's a epic bike ride here in Sandpoint that we want to make sure as many people as possible know about. But before we get to that, how about the weather from the National Weather Service?
Well, the weather looking good out there today. It's a beautiful, bright blue morning. It's about 30 degrees out there right now. We're heading to a high of 36. It's going to be partly cloudy. And by the way, today is the actual true president's birthday. This is George Washington's birthday, February 22nd.
Well, how about that? So we can expect today a high of 38, as you said, a low tonight, 23, about a 20% chance of precipitation. Tomorrow, high 37, and tomorrow night, Thursday night, a low of 20 degrees, kind of mid-30s and low 20s, highs and lows. I don't see much change coming up, except I see some partly sunny on Saturday and a high of 33. That's about the sum of it. We've been enjoying sunshine and rain all through the last couple of weeks, so no complaints there.
Amen. Amen. It's good to see the sun coming through the skylight here today.
Absolutely. So I think we can just get to our guest, Brad Williams, founder of Chafe 150. You know, Brad, there are people listening right now that have no idea what we're talking about when we say Chafe 150. There's a lot there. Why don't you start from the beginning? You're one of the founders, so you know the history, why you decided to do this, what it entails, and what does Chafe 150 mean?
Okay, well, thank you very much. Well, we started this bike ride 10 years ago, exactly. And the purpose of the bike ride has always been to raise funds for education. And we just have a beautiful scenic area here with some great road bike riding. And so this ride was really envisioned to take advantage of that route, that circular route that goes from here to Bonner Sarah to Troy, Montana, back up through the Bull River Valley and then back through Clark Fork and along Lake Pontarain back to Sandpoint. So we have this beautiful scenic route, and we're raising funds for a great cause. All of our proceeds go to the autism portion of the Lake Pontarain School District, and it's just a great way to give back to the community, and autism is a huge problem in our country, and this is just a small way of helping kids on that autism spectrum.
And when you say you started this 9 years ago, so this is the 10th annual coming up, and it is set for June 17th, and you said it's a beautiful bike ride, the route. Mm-hmm. Just tell us a little bit about that. You could actually, if someone's going to do the 150, so there's a choice. You can do the 150, the 80, or the 30. But if you're going to do the whole 150, what does that look like? You start somewhere.
Yeah, we start in City Beach, and City Beach, shortly after sunrise, it's a beautiful place to start. Trinity gives us a great breakfast. We start off and then ride through to Troy. We have a couple of break stops along the way, and then in Troy we have lunch stop, and then people continue on, and we have another three stops before Sandpoint. And when they get back to City Beach, the conclusion of the ride, we have a great after-ride party, terrific food, music.
And some of the highlights, you just mentioned a great party at the end. Is there a live band?
No, we have had live bands, but I don't think we're going to have one this year. It'll be recorded music.
A DJ and stuff like that. Well, I want to just let our listeners know here at 88.5 KRFY that our second guest has arrived, and it's Dr. Joy Jensen. And good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
Dr. Jensen. And you are part of this public school district.
Yes, ma'am.
Just tell us what you do there and who you are.
I am the director of special education for the district. And I oversee all of our special education services. And I have an incredible staff that I work with and I'm honored to work with that actually serve our students in the schools. And I actually, I also supervise and work with our elementary school counselors and our school nurse. So,
quick one, Joy. What has CHAFE 150 meant to you and things you can now do that you couldn't do before?
CHAFE 150, I've been in the district now 4 years, and it was my first year. And the gifted funds that we receive from CHAFE have allowed us to enhance and I would say extend our services for students on the autism spectrum, as well as our entire student body. It has provided us the opportunity to bring in experts and teach our staff about different areas related to autism spectrum that other students may also experience as well.
So it's really making a difference for you, too. I mean, you can see
it's making an unbelievable difference, yes. And it's very interesting because the other piece is that we also extend an invitation to the other districts around us, our northern districts, as they work with the same population of students. And so for all of the professional learning or any of our events, we extend that out so that they're receiving the same information and knowledge. Yeah. A lot of our students will transfer between districts. So it's trying to bring a sort of continuum of services across school districts, not just within a school district, if that makes sense.
Yes. Yeah. Have the students been able to be involved in the race at all? The ride, not a race.
Yeah, the ride. We have had several students. I can think of two in one particular. He's done the race, the ride. Sorry, Brad. I should know better than that. Twice. Yes.
Excellent. That's cool.
And just getting back, so it's Joy, it has really made a significant difference, and it is almost what I'm hearing is essential for these students to have this kind of support. And the funds raised from the CHAFE 150 ride I'm sure you get funds from other places, but without this, it would be different.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I would say essentially different.
Mm-hmm. I want to get back to the race and the idea behind it. Brad Williams, you're one of the founders, and I don't know if we mentioned this, but how in the world did you come up with, first of all, if you're a bike rider, I understand that you came up with the idea of the ride, but to dedicate it to autism, and you may have answered that. I might not have been listening.
Well, the ride has always been to support education, and the ride was originally started by the Panhandle Alliance for Education, and then after 6 years, we transitioned it to Rotary, and Sandpoint Rotary has really done a great job of helping us with the ride. They provide just a ton of volunteers and some great leadership. So Rotary has been a fantastic partner for the ride. And we were just looking around for a charitable purpose here in the community that we could really make a difference. And this is what we landed on.
When we talk about the significance of the funds raised, do you have goals every year? Are you meeting your goals? What kind of does that look like? I know people, as we just said, register for the race, and then they have fundraising goals themselves. But what is the goal of the ride itself?
Oh, we've never really established a firm goal for the ride itself. We're just trying, you know, the goal from the very start was to make this the very best ride in the nation. And that was the stated goal. And I think, you know, in many ways we've done that. I participate in a lot of these. This ride is extremely well organized. The riders have a great time, and we just try to make it a fabulous experience. And so anyway, we had a great time with that, and it's been great over the years. And it takes a tremendous number of people to put this on. So Rotary has done a great job of getting those volunteers out there. You know, it takes over 100 people to put it on. We've also just had fantastic support. We've got over 100 sponsors, and in terms of cash sponsorship, we've raised over $50,000. So it's just been fantastic.
And that cash sponsorship, does that go to autism in the school district, or does that help with the infrastructure of the ride?
It's more than enough to cover the infrastructure of the ride, so the bulk of it winds up going to support the cause.
I know that on the brochures that I hopefully are all over town, on the back are the list of your sponsors. They are, and people can consider this for next year too. It's the platinum sponsors, gold sponsors, and silver sponsors. And Rotary has teamed up with Bonner General as a platinum sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Bonner General Health, I should say.
Brad, you mentioned something about you have a lot of great volunteers. What are the kind of the volunteer opportunities out there for folks? What can they? Is there a place they can call or sign up? And what kinds of things can they be doing?
Well, we have a tremendous need for volunteers, and it starts throughout the day. You know, we need some people around City Beach at the start to help with parking, that sort of thing. We have 7 rest stops along the way. Each of those require people. We need a large number of people at the inn to help with timing and the various infrastructure parts of the party. In terms of, you know, we're not really soliciting that hard for volunteers. The bulk of it is coming from Rotary. But if people want to be involved, if they know a Rotarian, ask them, because I'm sure they would. We'd find a spot.
Excellent.
I want to be a volunteer. I've just decided. I think I'm going to be here, and I think it would be really fun. I know as those bike riders come flying through, is it Libby? Do they go all the way to Libby or Troy?
Oh, no.
They turn right at Bull Creek, at Bull River, probably.
No, actually, we take the Lake Creek Road, which is just before the Highway 56, Bull River Road.
Oh. Brad, I noticed you were talking about where you go. You know, for the would-be rider out there kind of deciding, gee, do I go off and venture into something like this? And, of course, the nice part about it, you've got some nice different distances, because you could kind of maybe describe the terrain and the level of fitness it's going to take for someone to do something like this and what they should be thinking about it, about getting ready for it.
Sure, that'd be great. Well, we do have these 3 different ride lists, distances. The 30 is available for anybody. It's very inclusive. We have people as old as 80 and as young as 6 doing that. It's very flat, roughly 28 miles. It's not quite 30 miles, actually. And then we have an 80-mile option where we bus people from Sandpoint to our break stop in Troy, and then they get to ride the most scenic part of the route along the Bull River and Highway 200. It's extremely beautiful. And then, you know, the full 150, you know, it's a long day, but it's not really difficult. It's about 4,000 cumulative feet of climbing over 150 miles, which isn't that much. But anyway, it's a beautiful long day, and it's a great ride.
Excellent.
One of my pet peeves is people riding bikes without helmets. Do you require helmets?
Yes, we do. We have a variety of safety regulations, including helmets. Yeah.
So when someone registers for any of the long rides, do they get a set of instructions for safety and suggestions of what to wear, what to do in their registration packet?
There's some of that, but more we have those rules as part of the registration process, so they're signing off on them. And we also have a great set of FAQs on the website and things like that. So people, you know, many people are coming into the area to do this. So it's not like they could figure it out at registration and go home. They have to come with an idea, with an expectation of what they need and be prepared.
Out of curiosity, what is the percentage of people who start and actually finish the ride?
It's always been very good, other than we had a couple of years with challenging weather. We at one point, we ran the ride in July, and we had a very hot time, and we probably had 20 or 25% sag back because it was 95 degrees. But other than that, we get just a handful of people sagging back, and mainly it's mechanical issues.
And as far as support out there on the ride itself, what kind of mechanical support is available? You
know, like I said before, our goal was to make this the best organized ride in the nation, and I think we've done it. We've got roving mechanical support. We've got mechanical support at the start. Special thanks to Greasy Fingers. They provide a lot of that roving support. We have, like I said before, 7 rest stops along the way. Those rest stops all have minor amounts of mechanical support. We have medical support that's roving. We have medical support at the end. We're just trying to do everything we can to make the ride pleasurable, safe, scenic, good food, just to make it an exceptional experience for people.
Joy, have you ever ridden the ride?
I did. I rode the 30 last year, and I rode it with my dad. And it was a great experience. It was just fun. And like I did last year, I'm going to put a plug, to get out there and ride. It's a lot of fun. Even if you just do the 30 and you take a rest stop at the Pack River and you get yourself a huckleberry ice cream, it's really, really nice. And it was along the Sully Valley, so it was beautiful. And it was really enjoyable.
I think the huckleberry ice cream that sounds like a good reward for being on a bike.
So, I'm going to plug for all those LPOSD staff members out there. We had some staff from the Department of Special Ed ride last year, and they loved it. I think some of them are actually thinking about riding the 80 this year, which would be really cool. But for us, to show our support and to get out and ride, it's a lot of fun, and it's for our kids. I mean, there's nothing better than supporting, our kids.
I just want to remind our listeners that this is 88.5 KRFY. Thanks for tuning in this morning on Wednesday, February 22nd. We're here live in the studios with the morning show, and our guests today are Joy Jensen, Dr. Joy Jensen. She is the Special Services Coordinator.
Director.
And Brad Williams, the founder and organizer for the Chafe 150 Grand Fondo Bike Ride. So we're really happy to have you here. I wanted to know a little bit more about the infrastructure of the ride. And Joy, you were talking about getting groups of people together. Do people kind of form teams and wear the same colors and maybe a same color hat and kind of represent a group? I mean, that would be kind of fun.
I think I've seen a couple individuals do that. Last year, those of us from the district all put the autism ribbon on our helmets to signify that, we were riding for the district. But I think it's probably open to anything, right, Brad? I mean, it's all about having fun and getting out and enjoying yourself. So, yeah.
Yeah, some of these rides do have a big team component to it, but we've never really tried to institute that. So
that's more in the rest stops.
Yeah, and the rest stops are organized by various community groups, and we try to have a competition. Well, we do have a competition. We have riders vote for their favorite rest stop and give a traveling award and a charitable contribution in the name of the winning rest stop every year.
Yeah, I was looking at on your website, and I came across some great videos showing some of those rest stops, and it looks like you could almost have a full meal at some of those rest stops.
Oh, some of the rest stop people just outdo themselves. They really come up with some creative food and drink ideas.
So for the last 2 years, the Lake Pend Oreille School District does the rest stop up at the Yak, and we've called it the Bacon Station because we have bacon for our riders in the morning.
And who doesn't like that? I was just thinking, could KRFY have a Team KRFY rest stop?
Yeah.
And what could we do? We could have great music playing. That's what we could do. And probably some brownies or something like that. But 350 brownies, that's a lot of brownies.
It is.
Yeah.
A quick question. As far as getting ready for a ride like this and for that, you know, that kind of that new bike rider or someone who's getting a little more adventuresome in their bike riding, are there training groups around town that get organized in advance, you know, starting here in the spring that you can go out and ride with regularly to kind of build yourself up? Or is there advice as to how do I go get ready to ride 150 miles?
Well, there are lots of websites out there that have training plans for long rides, mainly for centuries. And the local bike club does instigate training rides for this sort of thing, and they'll start in April. So if you look on the website of Ponderay Peddlers, they will probably have the group ride schedule. And they generally do road rides on one evening a week and on Saturday mornings.
So that sounds like a great opportunity to kind of get in shape and kind of decide whether or not you're ready for the 30, 80, or the 150.
Yes, yes.
They were our guests yesterday on the morning show, the Ponderay Peddlers. So I'm not sure they mentioned that, but it makes sense that you could just kind of build yourself up, because right now going into town 2 miles and back, that's different than even 30. So you kind of have to know you can do it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. 150 is a long day, mm-hmm. and most bike riders that have been at it for a while don't really have too much trouble with that. And the 80 is a doable distance for most people.
Yeah, I notice I see out there a number of different style of bikes that are on the road. Can you recall or give us some what the most unusual bike that's ever attempted the 150 and finished it?
Oh, not the 150, but I'm sure you folks are seeing these fat bikes around. Well, there has been more than one person ride fat bikes for the 80, which looks like a very slow, difficult affair.
Someone one time told me there was I saw somebody on a cruiser bike out there maybe trying the 80, and the fellow finished it. Is that, you remember that one?
No, but I'm sure there have been. We see a wide variety of bikes. You know, some people will ride more town sort of bikes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for those sorts of distances, the 80 and the 150, a nice carbon frame road bike that mm-hmm. only weighs 15 pounds is a good idea.
Exactly. And you mentioned that folks come in from outside the area for this. How many do you kind of imagine that would be?
Oh, no? The ride is roughly 50% locals in the broad sense, Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, and Sandpoint, and the rest from further away. We generally get quite a good contingent from Missoula, a few people from BC and Alberta, quite a number of people from the Spokane area, a few from Seattle, and then a bunch from further away. You know, we wind up with roughly 12 to 15 states and Canadian provinces.
Well, that's very exciting for the whole town. It fills up with people from outside using services in town. So it's a win-win to be a sponsor for this bike ride that does support autism in our school district. It seems like a winner for everyone.
Yeah, that's our goal.
I mean, our the kids and the students in our school district are the future of our community. And it's, you know, it's creating strong and resilient individuals to, you know, have quality of life, but also to contribute to our community. And that's part of something that, you know, CHAFE helps us, the funds help us do in bringing in these experts in the professional learning and teaching our teachers. But also it's about quality of life after high school. And in our role in special education, we are federally mandated to work with students from pre-K, 3 years old, to the age of 21. And so we're just not looking at your typical K-12 student, but really it's looking at what is life going to be like after high school for these students and preparing them to become contributing members of society. And CHAFE is, these funds are allowing us to do that within over the years and addressing those specific areas.
Are the funds that the school district has at their disposal without the extra money from CHAFE 150 or other donations, they're not adequate is what I'm hearing?
No, they are not, ma'am.
So these funds really make the difference.
They're essential.
Essential.
These funds have allowed the Lake Pend'Oreille School District, like I said, to enhance and improve their knowledge and services for our students with autism spectrum, as well as other students across the district. And we are known for that across, you know, the northern region. Individuals know the know CHAFE 150 and what they've provide us to do, and the community support around the autism spectrum and what that means. And there is huge recognition for that.
Since CHAFE has been involved with this in providing funds to the school district for directed towards autism, have you been able to kind of be able to evaluate outcomes? Are you getting better outcomes now over this period of time? Or is that just a little too short to evaluate?
I would say that's a little too short to evaluate. But in terms of the present, sort of looking at sort of short-term goals within the year or what we're providing students, we're able to say, yes, these funds are making a difference. Yes.
With students on the autism spectrum, one of the things that always dawns on me, or I think about, is if without this kind of support and without these services, what would their life would be like, this one way, but with the services and support, who knows?
Well, research tells us that prevention is critical. And through prevention, early intervention, that students or individuals on the autism spectrum can have quality of life and function as any other adult in a community. They can hold a job, make friends, you know, have leisure activities, because that's another big issue that a lot of people don't understand, is like, how does that integrate into individuals' lives? So a lot of us just take that for granted. And some of these pieces are extremely difficult or a challenge. And so these are all areas that we work with, you know, with our students. The intervention skills that we do at a very young age are extremely important for those, you know, when they move into the more the secondary level, and then for our adult programming, where we are actually looking at work experience, you know, having them get a job. What does that look like? So
speaking a little bit more directly to the autism side of this, what kind of relationship do you have with parents of the children? Is that an ongoing daily activity or contact mm-hmm. with parents?
In my role, because we have a small district, I do have a relationship with some of our parents, with the students. And then some of the parents, my staff do such an incredible job. I may meet them or be introduced to them through maybe an IEP meeting. It just depends on the nature of the situation.
We know that every human being brings something into this world, and these students with this kind of support have the opportunity to shine.
Absolutely, yes.
And that's what I'm hearing you say.
Well, there are many, many, I would say, very functioning, very successful adults in this world on the autism spectrum. Graham Templin is one of them. She's very vocal, has done, you know, a huge amount of presentations and outreach to help individuals understand specifically the autistic brain more in depth. But she is just one example. But there are many individuals out there who have had successful. What has been really, I would say, important for them and critical is those early intervention skills. And again, through CHAFE 150, we are able to have those and be able to do that.
Fascinating. We're so fortunate to have the support of CHAFE 150 bike ride to support our students in the school district in this way. I'd like to take a little musical break and come back and hear more from Brad Williams and Dr. Joy Jensen about the CHAFE 150 bike ride and autism in our school district and how we can support that. We're going to take a little break. This is Willie Nelson, On the Road Again, kind of apropos. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When you guys are...
And that was Willie Nelson, On the Road Again, appropriate song this morning. We're here in the studios live for the KRFY Morning Show with Susie and John today. We're your hosts, and our guests today are Brad Williams, organizer of Chafe and founder of Chafe 150 Bike Ride in support of autism. And so we're here also with Dr. Joy Jensen, Special Services Director of the in the school district. Thanks for being with us again. And let's get back to the ride itself. Brad, it's like you said before, that it takes a lot of energy, time, and dedication. And what are some of the supporters? You mentioned the Rotary. How does the Rotary play into this, and what are they? What's the Rotary?
Okay, well, Rotary is a service club. It's quite old, dates from the early part of this century. And Sandpoint's had a club for a long time, 40 or 50 years. And the Rotary Club is really all about giving back to the community. And Rotary has done a number of things around town, park benches, parks, done a lot of work on the Lake Bondurant Bay Trail. So it's had a lot of involvement in a bunch of different things. There's a coming event that's to support the new construction project, the library. Not sure of the date of that. I should give it a plug, sorry. But they've been just a huge supporter of the Chafe Bike Ride and the school district. So, you know, for the Rotary Club, it means that most all of the 50 members get out and assist us with this event. And this event's also just it's a big deal. It takes a group of organizers, you know, more or less the entire year to pull it off. So, you know, my thanks to all those people on that Chafe committee. I mean, there's a lot of people that put out a lot of time.
If I might mention also for all those out there, if you have not had a chance to go on to the website for the Chafe group, and what is the website address?
Chafe150.org.
I commend that to you. It's a really a great website. It's got some great videos in there. I also noticed in there for the riders, as you mentioned earlier, do actually do some fundraising for this, and they're required to raise some money, and actually do raise quite a bit of money for the ride in addition to sponsorships. What are the incentives for riders who raise the most money?
Well, you know, this is a grand fondo, so the ride's timed, but we really don't give any awards for people that finish the fastest. What we're excited about is people that raise the most money. So if you go out and raise, I forget the levels, but I believe it's more than $4,000, you receive a bicycle, and, you know, the prizes go down from there. But just as an example of what's happened for the last couple of years, Vicki Reich won our bike for the last 2 years, and then held a raffle at her business, the Poor Authority, and raffled the thing off, and then you gave those raffle proceeds, I believe, to the district as well. So it's been a very giving circle there.
A win-win for sure there.
Yeah.
Vicki said that she did that because, well, to give and give again, but she liked her original bike just as well, and she didn't really need the bike, so, but it was kind of fun to raise the funds. What if you had two people that raised over $4,000?
Oh, we'd give them each a bike.
Each bike. And where does the bike come from?
Greasy Fingers.
Oh, okay, so they really donate that in a significant way.
So
a lot of different organizations are helping with this. Also, Bonner General Health. When I look down, I mean, there's a lot of, there's a big party afterwards, and who's kind of the contributor to all that? Food, whole meal, and drinks, and things like that.
You know, Trinity does a large part of it, and they give us a significant in-kind donation for that party. We also get beer from Laughing Dog and wine from Bondurant Winery. So there are a lot of contributors to that one as well.
So there's definitely a good reward for finishing this race.
Yeah, it's just a fantastic atmosphere. There's nothing more fun than to, you know, complete something like this and then have a beer or two.
As described in your brochure, it's an epic after-ride party.
It doesn't get much prettier than sitting out on the lawn in front of Trinity.
So that's where the 350 riders and family and friends all gather.
Mm-hmm.
It's a community event. I mean, it's huge. I mean, the support and it is amazing, but it is. It's a fun time. So.
And if you're just an individual out there and want to support the ride with a contribution, where's the best place for folks to go?
Well, you can go onto the website, and there's a link there.
Okay, and so. That, they can actually make the donation mm-hmm. online. Mm-hmm.
Do you get a significant amount of donations just through the website?
No, and we're not really asking for that. We're mainly, we do try hard to get riders to go out and do some fundraising. And there is a minimum $50 fundraising amount from each rider.
So let's get back to the registration. I know that last year you had several registration events that where you mm-hmm. were mm-hmm. stationed physically rather than just going through the website, which is real easy to register. And you don't have those dates set yet, but you'll have those put up and watch for them?
Yes, yes. We'll be doing two or three happy hours throughout the spring, and those will be announced. And they're fun events. We'll have some live music, some auction items, and some opportunity to register, talk to some other riders, get some information about the ride, maybe develop some training groups, if you want.
Just for a moment, I wanted to get back to each rider required to raise at least $50 in donations for their ride. How do they do that? Do they go to their friends and say, for every mile I ride, would you give me 10 cents or whatever?
You know, there's any number of things that people do. We, for the past several years, have used an electronic, internet-based fundraising platform, and those things allow them to send emails to their friends and family and solicit some support, either just a flat dollar amount or a mm-hmm. cents per mile or something like that.
It's $50. It's not that much. And yeah. So what I did is I contacted five friends and I said, can you donate $10? It's like it's not a lot of money. It's a nominal amount.
And so you personally collected that money and
mm-hmm.
turned
they
it
went
in.
On. They went online and they donated
in your
online
name.
In my lane. Yeah, you get a website and it's very easy. It's So
perfect. Yeah. I think John and Joanne might be riding that. Right?
Well, if we're that looks sounds like a lot of fun. I think I might opt out for the one that where you get the ice cream after about 15 miles. Does that sound like a good one?
The 30 is great. I've been, my dad, who's a writer, actually, like I mentioned, did it with me last year, and he thinks I should do the 80 this year, and I haven't made that decision yet. So he's like, you can do it. But
you're going to do the 80 twice?
Hmm?
You're going to do the 80 twice?
No. But
what would be really fun is to have you come back and tell us how it all went for those. Yeah. I'm going to either volunteer or ride the 30. Can you take back to the kind of bikes you can use? Could you ride a city bike in a 30? What would that be like?
It depends on what sort of shape you were in. You uh-huh. know, they're not, those city bikes are not really designed to
a lot of them
go
don't
very
even
fast
have gears.
Or be very.
Right.
Yeah,
well, I only have a mountain bike because I live way back out in the woods, so I didn't even have a road bike. And with my dad coming from North Carolina, he didn't have a bike either. So you can rent a bike from Greasy Fingers, and it's at a very low cost. And so it was really nice. And so there may be some other places in town you can rent a bike, but that is an option too. And I couldn't believe how light that bike was. It was like crazy. Because
You ever have any tandem bikes in this one?
Oh, I've only ridden a single bike once, I think, in this thing. So I always ride a tandem.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. It's really cool. Yeah.
Joy, let's get back a little bit to how it is in the school district and how significant, again, this funding and this support is to the work that you do on a daily basis with our students.
You know, as I mentioned, it's essential. And, for representing the Lake Pend Oreille School District, it's an honor to receive these funds. And I have to be honest, to tell people, and if you've ever seen me speak, I get choked up. Because it allows us to provide services that and knowledge to our students that perhaps maybe we wouldn't have been able to do through these funds. And we're just honored to receive them, and we're very, very grateful. The gratitude is huge. And Yeah, the last 4 years, it's been amazing for this district. And I will have to say, you know, the professional learning is there as well, but it's allowed us to purchase curriculum. It's allowed us to purchase specific items for students that maybe we would not have been able to purchase, and some other pieces, specifically for students on the autism spectrum. So,
another organization in our community, Team Autism 24/7, is also supporting the work you do with our students. And so that helps also.
Yes.
They also help us. Autism 24/7 also helps us out on the ride. They own a timing system. So they are the ones that time this ride for us.
Just a quick, more of a functional part of the ride itself. Are there certain checkpoints that riders have to reach by a certain point in time that you say, hey, you're not going to be able to finish the ride and we'll sag you back? Or
we do try to do that, and we have a time at the end where we really say that people have to be off the road. But on the other hand, you know, they're public roads. We can't exactly take them off without their permission or something.
So you have about what's the time limit you have to?
We try to. Do we tell people that they have to be off by 8?
By 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So it gives them about 13, 14 hours to complete the ride. And
yes.
So any last words of wisdom, Dr. Joy Jensen, that you'd like to share?
No, just get out and ride. I mean, it's an amazing event. Mm-hmm. And to be a part of it, I've always been up at one of the stations for the Lake Ponder. And that was a lot of fun. You get to see the riders come through. They're all friendly. It's amazing. But to actually get on a bike and participate, it's a fun experience. Even if you just do it once and you do the 30, you know, yeah.
And Brad Williams, founder and organizer for CHAFE 150 Bike Ride.
Well, first, just, you know, thanks to all those sponsors and to the members of Rotary for being so supportive of this. You know, it's a great event. It's great for the community. It brings lots of people in from the outside, and it's really fun. But also, you know, to those listeners out there, you know, if you ride, please consider riding in this. If you have some friends and family, please get them on board and have them come out and ride. It's a great experience. It really is. Mm-hmm. It's a fun event.
Well, as a member of the community, I would like to, first of all, Joy, thank you for the work you're doing. This is
special
work, and for very special kids. And the community really is a better community because of what you're doing. And Brad, again, on behalf of the community, it's got to be marvelous for you who thought this idea up and see how it's kind of grown to what it is, and it's really become a kind of the core of our community. This ride every year, and people look forward to it. The community looks forward to it. I love driving downtown and getting caught in a traffic jam because a bunch of bikes are going by, and it's really great. And you ought to be commended for your work and efforts over the years.
Well, there's a lot of people in Rotary that work just as hard as I do on this, so thanks to them as well.
And I think Brad said it, but it's thanks to all the sponsors and to all of it, and all those people that make it happen, and all the support. Because as we mentioned, it is a community support, and it's the community that helps put it on so that these funds can be raised. It's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Essential and significant. I think the word of the day is think about it, get in shape, join the ride, help out, go to the website, chafe150.org. And Brad, the date is June 17th. The registration is now open for CHAFE 150 Grand Fondo Ride for Every Rider, a ride for every rider. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dr. Joy Jensen, for coming in, and Brad Williams. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
We are going to take a musical break, but John Royans and myself will be back with things that are going on in our community. This is Queen Bicycle Race is the name of the, but I should just say Bicycle Ride. We'll change the name of the song right now. This is Queen. We'll be right back. Stay with us for the KRFY morning show at 88.5. And that is Queen Bicycle Race. But we were just in the studio here of 88.5 KRFY for the morning show talking with Brad Williams and Dr. Joy Jensen about the upcoming CHAFE 150 bike ride. And registration is open. You can go to chafe150.org and register. It sounds amazing. What do you think, John?
Well, you know, it really is. This community has some amazing events you know, from music events to athletic events to just getting people outdoors. And in the Chafe, I remember when I first came to Sandpoint many years ago and, again, saw the riders riding through town. I go, what was that all about? And started looking into it. And it just really, I mean, these events really add to the core of our community that makes us it makes it a greater place for us all to live and enjoy the outdoors. And I was talking to Brad here this morning and asked him, and there are actually a few people out there that do the famed trifecta. And the trifecta is, in the one summer, you would do the Chafe 150. In addition, then you would do the Long Bridge Swim and followed up in September with the Scenic Half. So maybe that should be a challenge to some folks out there to see if you can get on the Hall of Fame list for the trifecta there.
There's so many opportunities and so much fun that happens in Sandpoint. And oftentimes it translates to support for essential services to our community.
Yes, I mean, there's no question about that. And autism is one of those just lingering illnesses out there that is so hard for all of us to understand. And it's just great that our community can step forward and try to make these lives better for these young people as they move into adulthood.
Well, we want to just take a moment to talk about a little bit about things that are going on in our community this week. Could call it a community calendar moment. I'll put this back and forth. Say one and then you can say one. We have one list here. Tomorrow night, it's the annual Friends of Scotchman's Peak Wilderness Sip and Shop. They'll have great wines, enjoy wonderful food from the Bistro Rouge that is at the, doesn't even say where it is. Oh, the Pondere Winery at 301 Cedar Street. You can listen to live music featuring John Hastings and Sandy Compton, plus shop for unique and lovely housewares during this sip and shop. Proceeds go to Scotchman's Peak's designated wilderness, who are working on designated wilderness with Congress right now. It's always fun. That's Thursday evening at the Pondere Winery.
And I'll chime in there for the great entertainers there. Sandy and John are really, really fun to listen to. They really get the crowd involved, and that'd just be worth it just to hear their music to go down there.
Yeah, it starts at 4 p.m. at the Pondere Winery. And I'm going to pass this over to you. You can look at that while I let our listeners know about tomorrow on the KRFY Morning Show. That's Thursday, February 23rd. You can tune in to this Thursday edition with hosts Jack Peterson and Jim Healy as they sit down with Dinah Wall, executive director of the festival at Sandpoint. That's tomorrow at 8 on 88.5 KRFY.
And again, on February 23rd, that's tomorrow, a dinner hour jazz. You can join Sandpoint's own Cool Cats of Jazz as the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint Jazz Ensemble grooves to the dinner hour at Trinity at City Beach. Great location to be at. Enjoy a special $25 fixed price meal, 3-course menu, specially prepared by Chef Thane, and enjoy their regular fare also. So the ensemble will play between 5 and 7. Make your reservations early. The first 20 diners will receive tickets to the Pondere's Arts Council's presentation of Rob Verdi's Take 5, playing at 7:30 p.m. in the Panda Theater.
And to next Tuesday on the KRFY Morning Show, you can tune in with Phil Huff and Julie Calamine. They will be sitting down with an Idaho fish and game bull trout expert. Again, that's at 88.5 KRFY at 8 o'clock on next Tuesday. And we're looking through other things that are going on. There's lots of music, by the way, at all of our wonderful breweries and wine bars. You can always go to krfy.org and look on our community calendar, which is provided by Sandpoint Online. You can also go to Sandpoint Online and see the community calendar. Sandpoint Downtown Revitalization Project Public Open House. The City of Sandpoint, that's on tomorrow, is holding a second public open house for the Downtown Revitalization Project. Starts at 4:30 p.m. until 6:30 p.m. on the second floor balcony of the Columbia Bank Building. That's at 414 Church Street. The project includes the revision of the traffic flow to the two-way traffic on most downtown streets and the reconstruction of First Avenue and Cedar Street. Lots of good information there. If you can also call 263-3407, that's the City Hall, and talk to them, or you can go to sandpointstreets.com.
I may have to go to that one myself because I am really interested as to how the traffic's going to flow in our community here once the streets are changed.
Same here. I'm trying to train myself right now that if it's a one-way street, I look both ways. I think that might be a good training project.
I think that is, and I hope we can all be safe during this transition period.
Always look both ways. Are we going to have any one-way streets anymore?
I think there's just downtown, just one little connector from what I've read, but it's going to be two-way traffic, folks.
Well, if you want to find out more, you can go tomorrow night down to the Columbia Bank building on the second floor and find out more. It starts at 4:30 p.m. And I think that's just what you can do. Next week on the Wednesday edition of the KRFY Morning Show, you can join myself and a surprise co-host. I don't know who it is yet. And I think what we're going to do is garden talk. We have that starting this time of year. We can talk about getting your seeds for your garden and what you can do right now to start preparing.
Yeah, it's time to get outside and start thinking. I hate to think the winter is starting to draw to a close.
Oh, because you're a big skier.
We're skiers. You know, we don't want this to end too quickly, but the days are getting longer each day, and it's getting a little bit warmer. But I think the next week or two, we're just going to stay cool and we're have some fun up there in the mountains still.
I think you're absolutely right. There's not a problem. It's nice and cool up there. I think with this possibility of a little bit of rain, there'll probably be some light snow. What's that called?
Yeah, it's fluff. Fluff up there. And it's kind of interesting, especially the last week or so. We've had a lot of rain downtown, but we've also had a lot of snow in the mountains. So it's the snow line has been at a good spot for us.
Oh, they call that powder, not fluff.
Fluff, yeah.
Okay.
Powder, yeah.
So now I know for sure. Well, we're going to say thank you for joining us today. This has been a lot of fun. We have a song for you. It's called Neil Young, Heart of Gold. We hope you have a beautiful day. Thanks for tuning in. This is 88.5 KRFY, listener-supported community radio for North Idaho. And John Royans, thanks for joining me today.
It's been real fun, Susie, and everybody out there, have just a great day.
Yep, take care.